House Bill 1234, an act to clarify that certain political contributions to ballot question committees from association dues and funds are permitted.
House Bill 1234, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Bill 1234 is dealing with a section of the code that has caused a great deal of uncertainty over the years. And as legislators, we all pay great attention in writing legislation that we hope not only reflects good public policy, but it is as clear and as concise as possible. Our hope is that as we write this legislation, anyone reading it ought to know exactly what our intent is, whether they read it today or in 50 years. House Bill 1234 deals with a section of the code that has not achieved that degree of clarity. What we're attempting to do in House Bill 34 is to make clear in the section of the code 1225-2 that governs campaign contributions that associations may make direct and in-kind contributions to ballot question committees, period. We're not talking about any contributions relating to candidates, candidates' committees, political action committee, or political parties. We are simply clarifying that, yes, associations can make direct contributions to ballot question committees. Mr. Speaker, I do have an amendment at the desk, and I would at this time like to move that amendment if I could.
1234 TF?
Yes.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion, Representative Heineman.
And could I maybe speak to both the amendment and the...
You may.
Thank you. In committee, this has been a real work in progress between the associations and Chris Nelson and the Secretary of State's office. And as we've changed and tried to refine the language, even as we came through committee and it did come through unanimously, after committee, someone said, let's make sure that people understand on the second page that associations may be corporate or non-corporate. And of course, they can be. So we're asking if we could just include that within that definition. And other than that, again, simply trying to say that after many, many years of history, when people have been trying to decide exactly what this code says, that yes, associations, you may make contributions to ballot question committees. The second part, starting on line 11, simply is trying to clarify a little language. Associations have always been able to contribute to PACs from, excuse me, have always been able to create PACs with contributions from individuals, but the language was a little unclear, and so we're just trying to clarify that language as well. Again, I would appreciate and urge your support of House Bill 1234. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on the Heineman motion to amend? Hearing no further remarks, all those in favor of the Heineman motion to amend 1234, demarked as 1234 TF, signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Further comments on House Bill 1234 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1234 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1234.
Representatives Clark, Richard Brown, and Elliott. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 6, excused 2.
House Bill 1234, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.